You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Yesterday, Governor Tony Evers unveiled his budget plan for the next 2 years. It's already getting pushback from the Republican-controlled legislature. The $91 billion proposal would bump spending by nearly 10%. It includes plans to upgrade the state's unemployment system, legalize recreational marijuana, and repeal some of Act 10. The governor is also proposing the largest overall increase in university spending in the last couple decades.
Our universities and technical college systems have a proud and proven history of not only preparing students to enter the workforce, but generating billions of dollars of economic activity statewide and bringing thousands of jobs to communities all across our state.
You can join in at 800-642-1234. Did you watch the governor's budget address or listen to it? What stood out to you? What should the budget priority be as the Democratic governor and Republican lawmakers try to hash it out in the days, weeks, and months to come? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Laurel White is Wisconsin Public Radio's state capitol reporter and co-host of the WPR Politics podcast. Laurel, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Rob. Thanks for having me.
Big picture, what stands out to you about what the governor had to say last night?
Well, I mean, I think kind of the biggest takeaway here is that this is a really big, ambitious budget. As you mentioned before, $91 billion spending increase over the last budget. And it includes a lot of kind of Democratic wish list items. So you've got the legalization of recreational marijuana in Wisconsin. You have that partial repeal of Act 10 that you also mentioned. There are other things in there like requiring the legislature to take up legislative district maps that are drawn by a nonpartisan commission. There are things like taking a federal expansion of Medicaid. That's something that the governor's been pushing since he was just a candidate for governor. The list just kind of goes on and on and on. I think the big takeaway here is this is Evers coming forward with a real wish list of everything he would like to do if he had, you know, complete and total say over everything.
And he does not. So let's give a listen to Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, one of the key Republicans in the legislature. Here's some of his response to that budget plan.
Putting poison pills in the budget, which are things that he clearly knows have zero chance of ever passing a Republican legislature, like the repeal of Act 10 or the legalization of marijuana, really seem to be a way that looks like he's not serious about governing. He's serious about politics.
Those are just a couple of the items Republicans not on board with. Even when it comes to the fiscal items, though, the taxing and spending here, Laurel, what are the differences between what the governor's saying and Republicans in the legislature are saying?
I think a really important thing to note here is that it's not just kind of these policy proposals about instituting a policy like, you know, recreational marijuana in Wisconsin. Obviously, a big part of a budget is where you're going to get the money to do things, right? And the governor and Republicans don't even agree on where the money should come from. So some of the biggest revenue generators in the governor's budget proposal are things like that federal Medicaid expansion, things like the recreational marijuana that would create revenue for the state. Some tax changes for manufacturers, cutting back a tax credit for manufacturers. It would make fewer of those businesses eligible for the tax credit. Changing the capital gains tax in Wisconsin. These are things that are pretty familiar to us at this point, things that Evers proposed in his last budget and has been consistent about. But we know that those revenue generators are non-starters for the Republican legislature. So if you can't agree on where the money is coming from, you can't agree on how much money you have to work with. And so it really illustrates how far apart these two branches of government are in Wisconsin.
Well, even the language I expect we're going to see over the next few months, Laurel, that manufacturing tax credit you mentioned, Republicans, I think, are already referring to ending that tax cut as a tax increase, whereas Democrats have said this was a tax giveaway that benefited wealthier Wisconsinites. They're not even going to use the same words for the same things, I'm guessing, as they debate this out.
That's exactly right, Rob. This is a conversation that they had in the last budget. They're going to have it again. basically what the governor's proposal would do is capping that tax credit for manufacturers. So fewer manufacturers would be able to claim that. They're going to have to pay more taxes, hence the tax increase. But Democrats frame it a different way and just say, the majority, a large number of manufacturers are still eligible for this, so it doesn't count as a tax increase. It's, just a huge difference in how these issues are framed when in actuality, like you said, it's doing the same thing.
Talking to Laurel White, WPR state government reporter, looking at the governor's budget address last night and the Republican response. Let's key in on education a little bit, Laurel. The governor talked about, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, we're going to keep the tuition freeze for UW institutions, but we're going to try to backfill it. We're going to boost spending, he said. What do we see there?
So the governor would continue the tuition freeze. That's something that Republican lawmakers agree with. So there's a little area of bipartisan agreement. The governor would backfill that tuition freeze. Sometimes the phrase is fund the freeze when they're talking about things like this, with about $50 million. And he proposes an additional $40 million, I believe, for operating expenses for the UW system. So overall, this is a sizable investment in the UW system, one that we haven't seen for a while.
And then for kindergarten through 12th grade education, what do we see from the governor?
It's a really ambitious proposal for K-12 education. We know that the governor obviously was state school superintendent for quite a while. This is an area that's near and dear to his heart. The K-12 proposal from the governor is a $1.6 billion increase. It's the biggest increase in the entire budget. It's bigger than the increase he asked for in the last budget, which was $1.4 billion for K-12 education. A large part of that increase is for special education funding. It increases the amount that the state reimburses local school districts for special education. Right now, those reimbursements are about 29%. Over the course of the budget, they would increase to about half, about 50% under the governor's proposal. That would cost $700 million. So pretty sizable chunk of change there, obviously. In terms of where this goes with Republican lawmakers, the governor did propose a similar amount of money in the last budget, that $1.4 billion. Ultimately, Republicans in the legislature approved about $500 million, so less than half of what the governor proposed. I would imagine that we're going to see a similar dynamic here, that they're not going to embrace the $1.6 billion, that they're going to look at specific parts of the education budget and decide how much money they can put there.
Do you see anything leaping out at you, Laurel, that says, hey, this is an item in the governor's budget that Republicans probably would get on board with?
Well, I think there's reason to believe that they will look into an education funding increase. The state budget situation, our revenues haven't been as negatively impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic as some folks thought. We're actually in a fairly comfortable budget place where lawmakers might be comfortable with an education spending increase. They did approve that in the last budget, just not as big as the governor wanted. I think that we could also see, and this is something that Assembly Speaker Robin Voss mentioned last night, a fairly substantial investment in broadband expansion in Wisconsin, getting high-speed internet to more parts of the state. That's something that the governor has really focused on, and that's something that Republican lawmakers have said that they can get behind. So that could definitely be an area of agreement as well.
So what happens next, Laurel? Do lawmakers, Republican lawmakers, take the governor's budget, print it out, and break out the red pens? Or are they going to start from scratch with blank paper?
Well, it's going to be, I think red pens is kind of the first step. What we saw in the last budget was they made the first move in the budget process by removing dozens of the governor's policy proposals from his budget plan and kind of working from there. I would imagine that they will follow a similar path this time, striking things, like the Medicaid expansion, for example, marijuana legalization. But as I mentioned, taking those things out really does fundamentally change the nature of the budget because those are such big revenue generators in the governor's budget. So they'll take that red pen and strike those things out, but then it's really kind of reassembling things from there in a pretty fundamental way. So I think you could argue in a way it is kind of starting from scratch.
And then it's a long process. The legislature has to come up with its plan, and then the governor has what is still a fairly powerful veto power over whatever comes back to him, right?
He does. He has one of the most powerful veto pens in the country. So they'll go through this negotiation process. It'll pass the two chambers. It'll go to the governor's desk, and he can make some pretty big changes. The last budget, he actually added tens of millions of dollars back into the budget with his veto pen for education. He added about $70 million. So it all isn't said and done until the governor signs it and we get those vetoes, which will be several months from now.
Yeah. What's the usual over under for when these budgets are done? I know there's a deadline, and that's more of kind of a hypothetical construct anyway.
Right. So the official deadline is July 1st. But it's a bit of a soft deadline because if lawmakers go past it, it just essentially, the current budget just continues. It's not like we go off a funding cliff or anything. The state can continue to operate as normal. So it's definitely not a hard deadline, but kind of July 1st is the day that's circled on the calendar as an ultimate goal.
Well, we'll get you on our calendar for that day, too. Laurel, thanks a lot for joining us again.
Thanks, Rob.
That's Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio State Capitol reporter, co-host of the WPR Politics Podcast, which you can listen to at WPR.org/podcasts. Again, WPR.org/podcasts. You can hear more of Laurel along with Sean Johnson and John K. Wilson. She joined us today to talk about Governor Evers' budget proposal and the response from Republicans in the state legislature.